Lazying about as a carefree, as always. You sure you can afford it?
Oh, good morning, Professor. It's the weekend. Why shouldn't I be relaxing?
I would think, with your final project hanging over your head, you'd be a little more squeamish.
Why does it seem like you get a kick out of making your students squirm?
I would never. I assume your creation is in its fatal stages. You've let it stew, made the clay, and now the bundle of soulless joy is growing. You and your partner aren't forgetting anything, are you?
Careful, Professor. You might give the impression that you care about us. We went over every step with a fine-tooth comb. We even examined that book you pointed us to cover. Our homunculus is free to grow from fetus to full-grown husk, I guess, and our little cauldron. We're taking turns each day to make sure nothing goes wrong.
You both put it in an incubation cauldron, correct?
Yes, sir. When we put the clay mixture together, we moved everything into an incubation cauldron. And we've even put a little charm on it so that nothing, and no one, will mess with our little bundle of artificial parts.
No one? Has someone threatened to sabotage your project?
Not directly. And besides, it's nothing I can't handle on my own.
You ever think it's because of that way of thinking why you've yet to graduate? And why others keep their distance from you?
What do you mean?
If I have to explain, then it's clear you haven't learned a thing. And by the way, I saw your partner working on something in the herbology lab. He seems to be struggling with it. I swear I could smell something burning.
What? What's he doing?
When I asked him, he mentioned something about repaying for a good sandwich. The words grand banquet were muttered as he studied further.
Oh, for the love of Headless Nick, that moron! He's going to blow up the herbology lab! No sandwich is that good!
Oh, she's gone. Maybe she's learned more than I thought.
Well, fancy meeting you here again, my protege. You flatter me with your recollection of my name, sir. And why shouldn't I see a fellow member of the upper class as a protege? To call us friends would be arrogant. Acquaintance gives the impression that we'd remain strangers. I find protégé, as we both seek to grow and become grand warlocks, suits our current situation. Ah, you seem uncertain of us. I understand. After all, we only just briefly met, and that, unsightly woman was interfering with our discussion. I was not joking when I said I would welcome you as a potential partner in my future prospects. Oh, now. Don't be so modest. You can be honest with me. To come from the upper echelons of our sister school to settle in this boondock of an academy, surely you've come to offer us some sort of demonstration of your superiority. I mean, what a boon that would be for my fellow witches and warlocks in training to bear witness to what those of higher class can offer. No need to be coy. You can tell me. I know you're in-game. You know, seeing you up close, it's not too difficult to understand why that failed witch took a shine to you. Not to mention, you look magnificent in wet clothing. I never thought I could envy that witch this much. I wonder, can we have our accidental slip? Shh, Lovely boy. This will only take a second.
That's enough, Damien. Get away from him.
Ugh, meddling again, I see. Ugh, and what a scary spell aimed at my face. Ugh. Look, if I give you a rare gem, would you excuse us for just... a few hours more?
I said, get away from him.
My. Do I detect a bit of jealousy, Jay? Have you become so possessive of your project partner? How naughty of you. Surely someone who's been held back one too many times can't afford having romantic interests. Least of all with someone clearly out of her league. You agree with me, don't you, handsome? I've got the looks, the brains, and the connections. The perfect package for a prime piece such as you. What? You refuse? What? Why? Why would you possibly...
You what? You... You...
You love this urchin?
That's news to me, too. Couldn't find the right time, huh?
This is outrageous! A scandal! Surely you haven't been beguiled by this buxom beauty!
Buxom?
Just the hard truth, Jay. You must accept it. You did win last year's the button popping contest.
Well, yeah. Please don't ask. Please.
Either way, that is neither here nor there. How could you choose her over me? You what?
You flunked?
Like this buxom brat?
Dude, again?
You're a complete failure with a pretty face. And you aren't wealthy in the least?
Your affinity for making compliments into roasting insults continues to astound me.
So, it appears you have deceived me. Not only are you a failure in academics, but you're also worthless to society. Ugh. I think I offered to introduce you to those in power. Oh, utterly disgusting.
Says the trust funded gold digger.
Silence, flunky. You and your failed toy have wasted enough of my time. You both deserve each other. Out of my way, both of you. Wallow in filth as I continue to rise to glory.
Jeez, that guy. He really knows how to take the piss out of a person. And you. That's some nerve you've got. Not only do you let Damien get all hot and bothered all over you, but you... You... You're just such a... You have no business lying like that! Yes! Lying. Look, I'm a failure. We both know that. I'm doomed to die without ever leaving this academy. I dragged out everyone that comes within a foot of me. You didn't have to lie to Damien like that. Just because I was there. I don't need your pity. But nothing. Telling him you flunked out of a prestigious school? Lying about your lot in life? Saying No! You don't understand! And I know, if I hadn't come when I did, you both would have been bro-backing all over this lab until the cows came home. You're not the first person to fall for those stupid baby blues and silver tongue of his. See? You even admit that he's a good-looking guy! I am not jealous. Why the hell would I be jealous of a lying snake like you and that brat? No wonder Damien wants into your robes. Oh, please. He would have absolutely gotten that far. I could tell you liked having him all over you. You're still blushing like a schoolgirl. Flustered, blushing. What's the difference? Damien left you flustered. But you're blushing because I heard you? What? I heard your feelings. Stop playing! That was clearly a ploy to get Damien to back off of you. You don't have to play with my fragile heart, you know. In fact, I won't blame you at all. Damien wasn't lying about his looks. He can even give you a better future than me. And Lord knows you'll have every opportunity in the world. Not to mention, I'm sure it'll look good on a resume that you... What are you... Wait, hold on. You can't just keep kissing me to shut me up. I have questions, you know. So help me, I will never allow you to kiss me again if you don't answer my questions. Well, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't want there to be a next time, just that I don't know why there's a first time. I welcomed you with no strings attached. Because I was nice to you? And you weren't lying about flunking. You weren't? Your food. Oh yeah, when you couldn't convert your food. Oh. Now that I think about it, that makes a whole lot of sense. I take it you're the one to blow stuff up to. You're bad at following directions? Instead of doing as you're told, you try to do your own flair end. Seems like our rich sister school doesn't give a shit about failures. I'm sorry. No, I don't want to be right. You're not a failure. Like me, you just have a quirk that makes education difficult. I have bad performance anxiety, and you can't follow directions. Makes you wonder how we haven't destroyed the school yet. You're right. We did do something incredible. We're making a little homunculus. And so far, nothing terrible has happened. Guess we're finally growing from our destructive ways. And I... You know, if I'm being honest, there's no one else I'd love to bring a little bundle of artificial joy into the world with than you. I'm glad you feel the same way. Also, seems like this is a good part to continue our, Little did I know, we both had created something that is so going to get us thrown out of this school and every single one within a 100-mile radius. That stupid clock.